The story of Harold Shipman makes this skin crawl. Dr. Shipman was a GP near Manchester, England, and he may have been the most prolific serial killer in the history of England. Shipman was arrested in 1998 and convicted in 2000 of murdering 15 patients. Now, an official inquiry concludes that the doctor killed at least 215 patients over 23 years. David Ward has written about this story for the British daily, The Guardian. He's in Manchester. David Ward, how did Shipman kill all these people, and how could it have gone undetected for so long?
In almost every case, as far as we know, he used lethal injections of diamorphine, where he would simply pump his patients full of this stuff, and they would die very quickly, usually within the hour. He got away with it because he built up a reputation as a much loved and trusted family doctor with an excellent bedside manner. And so nobody could really believe that it was credible that such a man would do such things. Technically, he did it by securing the diamorphine illegally by over-prescribing for patients and keeping some for himself. He also ensured that he could bend the system of checks and balances on death certificates. We have a system, particularly if you're being cremated here, that the doctor has to sign the death certificate. That has to be countersigned by another doctor, and in time, countersigned by a third doctor at the crematorium.
Now, when you say that he was injecting patients with diamorphine,
yeah,
do I have this right? He was effectively giving them a heroin overdose.
Yeah, that's it.
And if there had been an independent autopsy, wouldn't somebody likely have found a lot of elderly English women from Manchester taking heroin into their bloodstream?
Well, that was because he always was around when the deaths happened, that in virtually every case, he stopped an autopsy happening. If a doctor was present at death or had seen the patient shortly before death, then no post-mortem, as we call them here, was necessary. Mm-hmm. So he was subverting the system. His other great trick, which he got caught out on by some pretty nifty police work, was that having killed a patient, he would quite often go back and falsify his own computer records to build up a case history which led inevitably to the death of the patient.
If a doctor, if a general practitioner is, as is claimed by the inquiry, murdering about 9 or 10 patients a year for more than 20 years.
Rather more than that. He actually hit the jackpot in 1997 when he murdered 37.
Well, wouldn't mortality figures for his practice have stood out? Or wouldn't that have seemed unusual to people in the area?
One of the doctors in a neighboring practice who quite often countersigned his cremation certificates began to be suspicious. She did a kind of analysis and found out that his one-man practice was having a far greater death rate than a practice where she worked, where there were 3 or 4 doctors. Eventually, the doctor went to the coroner, and the coroner informed the police, and an investigation was conducted early in 1998. And the police, in that first investigation, decided that there were no suspicions, there were no case to answer. And subsequently, Shipman murdered 3 more patients after that. Mm. So the answer to your question is yes, somebody did notice, but the police got it wrong.
Were his victims typically elderly? Was there some element here that he thought he was helping those who were close to death get there even sooner, or no?
There's no evidence really of euthanasia as a motive at all. In fact, there's no real motive. That's one of the main things that comes out of this report, rather chillingly called Death Disguised, that nobody has been able to find a motive for him. The victims were, at first we thought they were all old ladies, but it's now clear there are quite a lot of men in there as well. There are 171 women and 44 men. The main reason there are more women than men is simply because women live longer than men, and the main reason they tend to be older is these are people living on their own who he would have easy access to, and more often than not would trust him implicitly to the extent that they would leave the door open for him to come in.
David Ward, thank you very much for talking with us today. David Ward, a reporter for the British paper The Guardian, spoke to us from Manchester, England.